News release ArtFest Ontario Studios get outside for Culture Days in Nottawa with an art-powered pop-up event. Over 25 artisans will participate in this juried and curated show. Arts and craftmakers of everything from textiles to fine art, sculptures to shortbread, photography to jewelry are expected to descend on this small town south of Collingwood on Saturday, September 25 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a free admission day of art shopping, live music, children's art activities and local food. Artists just got wiped out by the pandemic, says organizer Laurie McDonald, whose popular art fests in Toronto's Distillery District and City Park in Kingston have been on hold since COVID hit. I'm saying we are rebuilding your arts community, because this is for everyone. Those who love the arts need to participate to bring back our thriving culture. This is how we start, small. With artists from near and far planning to attend, there will be something for everyone to enjoy. Local artists like Jen Keskey will exhibit alongside Indigenous fine art photographer Loretta Meyer. Basket Case Textiles from St. Catharines will offer woven goods while Helena Shearman Designs will have fashions for fall. The Spooners will bring their quirky classic jewelry and Sprucewood Handmade Shortbread from Cobourg will have fun treats. It's a good mix of local and the tried and true ArtFest artists, said McDonald, who has been developing her own yard into an outdoor art space for years, but always seemed to look elsewhere for larger venues for her ArtFest events. The Imaginarium Adventures in Art ran expressive arts programs at McDonald's home location all summer. So, she wondered if she could pull off a mini ArtFest event there too. I want to turn my place into an arts destination. Live music will be available throughout the day, with Patrick Keating and another member of local band Hot Pants offering up their positive vibes and groovy songs. This is a free event, yet in the spirit of supporting the musicians and artists offering hands-on workshops, a pay-what-you-may policy will be in place, so donations to the artistic experiences are welcome. Provincially, Culture Days has the theme Reimagine, explained McDonald, suggesting the theme reflects the need for recovery within the arts and culture sector across Ontario. The pay-what-you-may idea shows free events can also allow artists to gain some financial benefit from participating in events. The ArtFest studio is located in the quaint hamlet of Nottawa, just south of Collingwood on 1.5 acres of beautiful gardens, shade trees, art studios and groomed lawns. Just off Highway 124 at 2 Townley Street. Washrooms are available. The event is wheelchair accessible as well. Recognizing the limitations on gatherings, Ontario health and safety guidelines will be adhered to. Capacity will be limited to 100 people at a time. Masks will be required. These guidelines may change. Call anytime if you have any questions. 705-812-2914. Culture Days runs from September 24th to October 24th, 2021. ArtFest Studio will be hosting a number of arts events in Nottawa during the month, including art workshops, live music with Patrick Keating and Hot Pants, a livestream show, self-guided kids' art activities, and a poetry feature.